not going on these pitches that they know they shouldn't be throwing, they shouldn't be swinging at. Lord only struck out swinging and also was walked. Rafters reload the bases. At first, Dan Smigalski. At second is Johnson. At third is the nine-hole batter, Gus Walker. Liberta, first pitch strike, down the plate, 0-1. Two down. No balls, a strike. And the 0-1 to Lordoy. And sees it a ball low, 1-1. So one ball, one strike, two down. So Lordoy, a home run, his first time appearing for the Rafters. Hasn't seen one since, and he'll take ball two, 2-1. So two balls, a strike, here with two outs. Bottom of the fifth, Rafters finally cracked the scoreboard for the first time. Two gone, and the 2-1 from Liberta up above the zone at a ball three. And Orlando Lordoy, who was walked his last time up, could possibly bring in another run. So Green Bay have multiple arms warming up in the bullpen right now. What's been the problem for them is not giving up hits. It's throwing walks. Guys can't really find the strike zone. Three balls, a strike. Two outs. The 3-1 from Liberta down the plate for strike two. So Orlando Lordoy sees a full count. Already one run for Wisconsin Rapids. No hits yet. Perhaps they can get their first one here. Lordoy, 16 hits on the season. As he'll see ball four, Walker gets home, and now it's 7-2. So Wisconsin Rapids get two back. They cut it to a five-run game, so another RBI walk. And this brings in James Bornick. Perhaps a hit can bring in one, possibly two runs, and cut this down to three, but it's a five-run ball game right now. Rafters, two runs, no hits. Two gone, Lordoy at first. At second is Smigalski. At third is Johnson. Liberta throws it a first pitch ball. 1-0. So there's been eight combined strikeouts for the first three pitchers, but nine walks. You know, that has really been their problem today, as Liberta's already thrown two, and the 1-0 to Bornick fouled away back behind home plate, 1-1. So one ball, one strike with two outs. Bases loaded once more for Wisconsin Rapids. Bornick will see the 1-1 from Liberta now as he fouls this off left side, popping away. And just goes near the Rafters bullpen. There's no pitchers down there where normally they sit next to the bullpen. There's no pitchers down there. So it's like, is Brandon Scott just going to go the whole way? Because it doesn't seem like there's any pitchers down there, given the chairs are probably wet from the rain. But the 1-2 to Bornick as a swing and a liner bops and hops on to Zielinski and throws it to first. Hops on to Zielinski as we head to the top of the sixth. Wisconsin Rapids gets two runs. They trail by five. We'll step away here on WFHR.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope, to give them hope that mom is going to be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Back here inside Wisconsin Rapids, YMCA playing throughout the ballpark on this night where a ton of rain came down. Wisconsin Rapids gets a little bit of sunshine in the bottom of the fifth with two runs. So I'll tell you, I mean, you know, right now down five runs, but they haven't had any hits, which is bizarre. So Green Bay has really struggling throwing their pitchers, throwing strikes. I mean, yes, they have eight strikeouts, but nine walks. So JoJo Jackson leads off. Brandon Scott back on the mound once more. So 2 2/3 inning. JoJo Jackson, who's 1-for-2, has a swing and a miss there, 1-1. One ball, one strike. And the 1-1, just outside, and a ball 2-1. So two balls, a strike, two balls, one strike. The count runs at 2-1. So JoJo Jackson, 1-for-2, as a swing and a high fly ball pulled away right field side and out of play. Two and two's the count. JoJo Jackson leads off, the third batter in the order. So the 2-2 from Scott. Down the plate, strike three. Jackson not happy about that. Pleading his case to the umpire. He'll see strike three and go down as the first time he strikes out today. So one down, Brandon Scott has done well, up to four strikeouts, leading all the pitchers that have stepped on the mound today for the Raptors in strikeouts. So one gone, Jason Jones is due up. And Scott sets in at a first pitch strike down the plate. 0-1. No balls, one strike, one out. 0-1 is the count. Jason Jones has walked twice and grounded out to short. He's 0-for-1. He'll see it a ball. 1-1. So one ball, one strike. One out. And the count runs at one apiece. And the 1-1 up high above the zone to Jones. So the prolific third baseman at the University of Arkansas. So a Razorback from Savannah, Texas. Who balls a strike? And the 2-1 to Jones down the plate at a strike three, strike two. Just paints the zone on the left edge. 2-2. So two's in the count, only one out. And a 2-2 and a swing and a sharply hit ground ball over to Johnson at short. Steps in and throws on to first. Two down. So Jason Jones, he goes down. His second time he's grounded out to short. Zane Zielinski walked, flew out to center, and grounded out to second. So unfortunately, Madison is in front 7-2 in the top of the ninth. So if they hold on, they will advance. Wisconsin Rapids will be eliminated, and then the game tomorrow is just basically just a game to go out and play some good baseball, as that will be their last game. Pending Wausau doesn't have a late rally. We've seen it before. It's happened against Wisconsin Rapids. And the 1-0 and a swing and a weak bouncer over to Carlson at third. Steps in the throw, and the throw across to Diamond is on the money. So Wisconsin Rapids retires the side. They go three up and three down for the second straight time. We head to the bottom of the sixth. Rafters down 7-2.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy overnight with lows around 59. Winds out of the west 5 to 10 miles per hour. A blend of clouds and sun again tomorrow. Highs around 82. Lows around 56. Tomorrow night, upper 70s. Sunday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Much cooler Monday with highs in the upper 60s and storms. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 62.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Our hands are very important to a rewarding life. Think about your hands, shaking the hand of a friend, hugging a loved one, holding onto a rake or hammer, catching a ball, throwing a frisbee, emailing, texting, opening a jar, or just picking up your favorite book. If your hands or wrists hurt, you're just not enjoying life to the fullest. See the Good Hand Specialist at Wisconsin River Orthopedics. Yes, Wisconsin River Orthopedics are the sports med specialists in Wisconsin Rapids. Call 715-424-1881 and get on the path to relieving pain and restoring life.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the sixth inning, Wisconsin Rapids down 7-2. So Madison right now in the bottom of the ninth, they're up 7-2, three more outs, and this game does not matter as Carlson swings and hits a ground ball over towards the shortstop, Kelly, who scoops it up in the throw across his body. He gets Carlson for one down. So Kyle Carlson goes down. He grounded out to short, and this brings in Alex Duffy, who struck out swinging and was walked. So Alex Duffy was able to get home today the first time. He's one of two Rafters to cross home plate, as you'll see strike one from Liberta. One down. No balls, a strike. That one, one count. And the 0-1 to Duffy, up high the zone of the ball, 1-1. One gone, the 1-1 this time, right down the plate, and a strike. One ball, two strikes, one gone. Liberta kicks twos, and the 1-2 to Duffy, and a swing and a bouncer over towards the second baseman. Zielinski has all the time and just kind of sidearms it over to Matthews for the second out. So back-to-back outs. So Jack Gifford will step in now. Walked and grounded out to the pitcher. So back-to-back outs for the Rockers. Two gone, and looking in at a curveball, just low of the zone. So two down. And the 1-0, Gifford sees it and check swings low at a ball 2-0. Two balls, no strikes, two outs. A 2-0 count. And with two down. And the 2-0 just low, sweeps in at a ball, 3-0. Jack Gifford, 0-for-1. Cabrillo College, the native of Santa Cruz. 3 hits this season. Looking for hit number 4 and would be the first hit for the Raptors this game as he'll see ball 4. So Gifford walked. So once again, another walk for Green Bay. That is their 10th walk of the game. 2 down. No hits for Wisconsin Rapids. 10 walks, though. As Liberto sets, throws at a curveball. Paints the zone at a strike. No one won is the count. 2 down. Bottom of the 6. And the 0-1 and a foul ball right side. No balls, 2 strikes. 2 down. Oh, 2 count. 2 gone. Gifford stands at first. So Jake Liberta looking for his second strikeout. And Walker fouls it away right side. So it looks like Madison has become victorious, and they took down the Woodchucks 7-2. So Wisconsin Rapids, it does not matter, unfortunately, as their season will come to an end after tomorrow's game. The Madison Mallards will see themselves in the postseason. So Madison wins 7-2. The Woodchucks unable to keep the Raptors' postseason hopes alive as the 0-2 fouled away. So Wisconsin Rapids two strike count here with 2 down. So yeah, unfortunate. Raptors, you know, the game yesterday was so crucial. They win that game. They're in the driver's seat. They control their own destiny. They would have to have the Mallards lose both games, but Madison controls its own destiny, and they certainly will be in the playoffs as Walker swings and misses on strike 3. We head to the top of the 7th. So Wisconsin Rapids down 7-2. We'll step aside on WFHR.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes, but I am not a criminal.
Youth Advocate Programs is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. Learn how at yapinc.org.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life and a brighter future. Children International and friends like you are giving these children a chance to achieve their dreams by ensuring that they have access to healthcare, education, life skills, and more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today.
Let's get back to the Raptors here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the 7th inning, Mateo Matthews leads off Wisconsin Rapids. And just unfortunate they missed the postseason for the second time in 3 years. As a look in, throw outside at a ball, 2-0. So 2-0 count here on Mateo Matthews. 2-for-2 with a run. Has two RBIs as well. And the 2-0, Matthews fouls it away right side. So, yeah, I mean, you know, that game yesterday was so crucial into the Raptors. If they win that game, they're in front, and they could possibly take off a Green Bay. Madison would be trying to get help from Wisconsin Rapids, but, you know, it happens. And, you know, you look at this team, you take it back to the first half where they had a chance. They beat Fond du Lac, and they beat Fond du Lac, they're in. And that was the end of the first half. As a throw from Scott hits the backside of Matthews, throws his bat down in disgust, and he'll take first. He's having a word with Smigalski, now throwing his hat. He's pretty furious. Threw his helmet there. Matthews looks over to Scott, and now he's not too happy. I mean, that's part of the game. I mean, that's just, you threw it outside, and so Mateo Matthews walking it off. He's still walking up the right field line. Very frustrated with that. Brandon Scott it was just a pitch he lost. I mean, that happens. You know, that's not going to be, he wasn't trying to do that. Three balls, a strike, and comes in as he was hit by a pitch. So, look, that happens. I mean, I know Matthews is frustrated with that, but that's part of the game. Green Bay's, you know, they're about themselves. They don't look too happy down there, even though you're up 7-2. You know, they're up 7-2. They don't have the same feel. I mean, it is dead in this ballpark nonetheless. We credit all the fans that have stuck around during these times where, you know, it was rain, lightning, thunder, all of that. But Nainoah Cardenas will step in. Matthew's a bit frustrated because he's been hit by a pitch back-to-back times from Scott. So that's why he's a bit frustrated as the first offering comes outside. And a ball, 1-0. So 1-0 count. Cardenas, who hit a two-run shot. Also an RBI single. And the 1-0. And a check swing on the inside at a ball and a strike, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Brandon Scott looks down first to Matthews. Top of the seventh, the 1-1 foul back. 1-2. So Green Bay's been held scoreless for three straight innings. They scored 7 runs in 2 of their first 3. Raptors got 2 back. And a ball, 2 strikes. The 1-2 outside. And a ball, 2-2. Matthews hit first. The count now is 1-2. So Scott looks in. He'll kick the 1-2 to Cardenas and gets him for strike 3. Wow, that came way on the inside. Cardenas can't believe it. He was shaking his head saying, there's no way. He's saying, that's terrible. There's no way. So Cardenas, as umpire Terry Condich telling him, hey, stop. You know, don't say that. So, yeah, I mean, look, 1 out. So Brandon Scott records his 5th strikeout. 1 gone. Mateo Matthews stands at first. This brings in Andrew Harris, who's 0-for-2 with a run. He's been walked and also struck out. At the University of Wisconsin Parkside from Rockford, Illinois. 12 RBIs, 14 hits, 13 runs. 1 down, as a swing and a bouncer over to Scott, who charges it on the third base line, steps in and throws way over the head of Bornick. Going into right foul field territory, runners are now at the corners. So, yeah, a error there from Brandon Scott. The first time Wisconsin Rapids has committed an error. So, yeah, Scott was just throwing to try to get out Harris. And this brings up bottom of the order with Max Mims, who's 1-for-3. One down. Runners on first and third. Max Mims with a base hit today. His second time up at the plate. So the nine-hole batter will face Scott, who throws up above the zone at a ball 1-0. A 1-0 count, top of the seventh inning. This has been probably the latest these teams, Wisconsin Rapids, has played the entire season. 11:25 p.m. And a check swing on the inside at a ball 2-0. So in the postseason, it will be Green Bay and Madison duking it out in the Great Lakes West Subdivisional. So the Madison Mallards really have turned it on this second half. We wish both teams the best of luck. But a 2-0 and a swing and a miss, 2-1. But you can't take away from Wisconsin Rapids, the second best overall record in the Great Lakes West right now. A team that has been streaky. You know, there's times where they won 4, 5, 6 in a row, and then they lose 3-4-5. They've been a joy to even call this season. I mean, I'll obviously get in that towards tomorrow, but I mean, they have been a team that has really come together, and it's really great to see. There is a lot of great kids on this team that really are going places. One gone, the 3-1 outside at a ball 4. Mims will take first. So just looking to play out the season. They got 2 2/3 inning left. They also have tomorrow, which will be their final regular season game. And the final game of the 2023 season. A team that was so on the verge of making the playoffs. One win away in the first half. And Green Bay was able to beat Madison. Kind of ironic how that works. At the end of the first half, which lifted them into that playoff spot in that last game. Scott is swinging a ground ball over to Carlson, who steps in, throws to second to Castillo. The throw back to first, and there's a double play. The first time tonight, it's a 5-4-3 double play. As Wisconsin Rapids gets out of the inning, allowing no runs for the fourth straight time. We head to the bottom of the seventh. Rafters down 7-2.
If you are a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos chicken on a stick? Deep-fried old-fashioned? Or Pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long, close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
So bottom of the seventh inning as Wisconsin Rapids trail 7-2. Joey Fearn with you here on this late Friday night here at Witterfield. second to last game for the Rafters this season. And when it's been a season, a lot of up and downs, but they certainly have had a lot of great players coming in and out of this team. And, you know, so many times we've seen his team come back from the depths at games where they've been down. And we've seen this team do great things this season and make this town proud. As Connor Nolan will step in, bottom of the seventh inning, at a Carroll University from Poplar Grove, Illinois, the junior. Four games appeared him. With one save, he picked up the save against Lakeshore on August the 5th. He's had 5 2/3 innings of work. He's given up a run, but six strikeouts with two walks. So Nolan, the fourth pitcher out of the bullpen. Ten combined walks for Green Bay. They've thrown nine strikeouts as well. So Ty Johnson here, top of the order. Nolan Setz throws this time at a strike, at a ball outside. A 1-0. So 1-0 count. Eight hits for Green Bay. None yet for Wisconsin Rapids. They have not gotten a hit through six innings. Two runs, though. As Ty Johnson grounded out to the pitcher, lined out into a double play to the first baseman, Mateo Matthews, and also walked as well. A two-ball count here to Johnson, and a check swing that just paints the right side of the zone, 2-1. New ball's a strike. A 2-1 count. Bottom of the seventh. A 2-1 down low with a ball, 3-1. So, yeah, Green Bay in the postseason, obviously going to take on Madison. They'll have the home field advantage where the first game will be played in Madison. The next two, pending it goes to Game 3, will be in Green Bay. So they'll see Game 2 in Green Bay, then possibly Game 3 as well. But Johnson gets walked. So Ty Johnson, the 11th batter walked for the Rafters. Back-to-back times he's got on base via walk. So many walks here in this game. No hits yet for the Rafters. Alec Castillo struck out all three times he's been up at the plate. Nolan will step in. He'll kick, turn, and serve at a first pitch ball just outside. Johnson on first. Almost an empty crowd here at Winterfield. Credit the fans that have stuck around, which has been a night where so many fans had to leave, and rightfully so. The rain was coming down, the thunder as well. As a checkoff over to first, Johnson gets back in time. But, you know, we look at it, when there was this amount of rain and thunder, you know, how could you say, okay, they're probably going to cancel the game? Because that's what they've done in the past. But I think the weight of this game, how late in the season it is, they've kept it going. Johnson on first, and the 1-0 down the plate, and the throw to Cardenas. The throw over to Matthews. So Cardenas throws it on to Matthews, and it comes just late on the checkoff. So two balls, no strikes on Alec Castillo. Actually, no, it comes in at a strike, 1-1. Johnson on first. Coming set, and now throwing over on the pickoff. Bottom of the seventh. Two runs for the Rafters in the fifth. One ball, one strike. And the 1-1, Johnson was looking to go on his way to second to steal, but a guy that leads the team in stolen bases with 15, he retreats back to first as Castillo sees a strike, 1-2. Or no, it looks like it's two balls and a strike. There has been a mix-up down there. Scoreboard showing something different, and then what the scoring is. But I would say now, I think the correct scoring, they have it as 3-1. So three balls, one strike. Johnson on first. So Alec Castillo right now will face a 3-1 count. No one sets throws at a first, as a pitch comes in at a strike. 3-2. So this could put potentially the 12th walk for Green Bay. Alec Castillo, 3 RBIs this season. He has 8 hits as well as a swing and a miss. He goes down for the 4th straight time by striking out. So Castillo's just been empty at the plate. He struck out swinging twice and also struck out looking. So David Smigalski is due up, the catcher, 0 for 2. Has an RBI, a walk, and a strikeout. One down. Johnson on first. Sets, serves, and a swing and a miss. So Smigalski, yeah, had that RBI walk his last time up. Bottom of the 7th, no balls, a strike. One out. Johnson stands at first. Connor Nolan out of Poplar Grove, Illinois. Another check off over to first. No balls, one strike. One out. Coming set. Kicking low. And firing the 0-1 outside. And just can't work that in. That time with a fastball at 87. 1-1. 7-2 lead for Green Bay. 3 runs in the first. 4 runs in the set in the third. And Green Bay has been on the front this entire game, and a swing and a miss on Smigalski, 1-2. So they're just looking to play their best baseball towards the postseason, a team that hadn't made the postseason since 2014. And they're excited about their next journey as they'll be playing postseason baseball. As a throw from Cardenas, the tag from Matthews, Johnson just gets back there in time. Johnson just barely able to get to first before the tag was made. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Not many flyouts this game. There's been so many walks, so many strikeouts for Green Bay. 1 gone, the 2-2 from Nolan, and a swing and a miss. Smigalski goes down. That's the second time he struck out swinging. That was a curveball that worked in at 73. So 2 outs. Bottom of the 7th, Johnson stands at first. Orlando Lordoy, 0-for-1 with an RBI and 2 walks. He had that RBI walk his last time up. So the left-hander Lordoy will be heading to Faulkner University down in Alabama, another NAIA school, but he believes that could lead him to eventually a better program. But I mean, at Benedictine University at Mesa, he batted a 401 there. So lit up the stat sheet at the NIA level and is heading east to Alabama. So he's excited for his next adventure. The only international for the Rafters. And the 1-0 from Nolan high in the left corner, 2-0. So 2-0 count with 2 down. Standing at first is Ty Johnson. He led off with a walk, and then Castillo and Smigalski both struck out swinging. Nolan, the 2-0, clips the left part of the zone, 2-1, and a fastball there at 87. So 2 balls, a strike, with 2 outs. Nolan comes at. He kicks and serves the 2-1 to Lordoy. And outside for ball 3. So if he throws one more ball, it would be the 12th walk Green Bay has thrown. 2 down, 3 balls, 1 strike. Lordoy already has drawn 2 walks, looking to draw number 3. And the 3-1 this time, way inside for ball 4. Or Dubois, Green Bay.
Flame, start a reaction that can't be contained. Balance your pH by sharing my base. I'll be your star if you'll be my space.
Cause there is no distance that I wouldn't go. Through space-time and wormholes, my matter would flow to the edge of the universe.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. What song were we just listening to?
That's a science love song.
Science love song.
Science love song by ASAP Science.
There we go. Yeah. All right. Well, just a reminder, in the next segment, we are going to be giving away 2 to 4 more tickets for the state fair.
You so can't lose.
If you would like to win those, because you can't lose, get ready to call in at 1150-844-967-2789. We will play our fun game about food, state fair food. So we will be playing that in the next segment. But for this segment, so I did see Barbie over the weekend. Still want to talk about that tomorrow. But I have yet to see Oppenheimer. But that is the other movie, obviously, driving so many people to the theaters right now. It's Christopher Nolan's new film about the Manhattan Project during World War II that led to the creation of nuclear weapons. And then yesterday, I saw an article in Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about a Wisconsin woman who worked on the Manhattan Project, but is not a character in Oppenheimer, and someone I had never heard of. So I'm so excited to talk to our next guest. Megan Pickett is a Lawrence University professor of physics, and she's currently researching the life of Elda Anderson, who is Wisconsin's Marie Curie. Welcome to the show, Megan.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, so this is, I love stories like this, as far as just
hidden figures.
The hidden figures of history that are often women. Mm-hmm. But I guess to just get started, who was Elda Anderson?
That's a great question because, so she was a Wisconsin born and bred physicist. She was born in 1899 in Green Lake, and, she went to college at Ripon and at Madison, and then eventually, became a physics professor at Milwaukee Downer College. And in fact, she was the first woman to earn tenure in physics at Milwaukee Downer College. And then
you are listening to Rafters Baseball here.
And it looks like they're going to determine this as a base hit. So Yule stands at first. On an 0 count. So Kendall Yule gets on base via error. I am correct. So Kyle Carlson not able to field that ball as he gets it on a short hop and it just goes away. The director thought he could stump me and he could not. Two balls, no strikes. Kendall Yule stands on first. Joe Jackson faces a 2-0 count. And the 2-0 fouled away right side. 2-1. Wisconsin Rapids. Now they'll probably find out, if they haven't already, the coaching staff, that, yes, they are eliminated for playoff contention. It was really the make-or-break game yesterday. A team that was playing really good baseball. As a pitch comes in from foe to Smigalski, but Yule was already on his way to second. He'll put himself in scoring position. 3-1. They were playing some really, really good baseball, this team was. They had so many good aspects about him, but the problem was, I mean, later in the season and getting closer to when school starts for a lot of these guys, you know, guys had to leave. They had to get back to their respected schools, you know, start their fall season. As the turnaround throw from Foe and the tag from Johnson, claiming that Yule did not get back to the bagging time or just was a little bit away, but nonetheless, he'll put himself in scoring position. So Kyle Carlson not able to field that ball. Yule will get to first and then gets to second on a pass ball. The 3-1 from Foe, another foul off, 3-2. JoJo Jackson, a bit frustrated with himself, out of Atlanta, Georgia. McKenna Foe looking for his first strikeout. He's a fifth Raptor pitcher out of the bullpen. 10 combined strikeouts, 6 combined walks through 3 pitchers. The payoff to Jackson and a swing and a high fly ball, slicing into left field, back at the warning track. Walker can turn around and watch it go. JoJo Jackson in opposite field, 2-run shot. His 4th home run of the season, and Green Bay in front, 9-2. So JoJo Jackson, right on cue. A 9-2 lead for the Rockers. Man, oh man. The ugly just keeps getting uglier. So Jackson, his 4th home run of the season. It was a high fly ball slicing into left field. And boy, it had the distance. Fosette serves as the ball fouled off left side. This is Sam Polk out of Magnolia, Texas, from Washington, St. Louis. Green Bay has all the momentum, and they surely have started it with the top of the first. It's been dead quiet around here at Witterfield. And the 0-1 just up above the zone of the ball, 1-1. So one ball, one strike. The 1-1 fouled away. 1-2. Sam Polk, a 200 batter, 3 RBIs, 4 hits this season. And the 1-2 from Foe as a swing and a high fly ball into left center field. Under it is Walker to make the grab. And Polk goes down. Polk the pinch hitter for Jones. So 2 more runs for Green Bay. It's the first time they've scored since the 3rd. They were held scoreless for 4 straight innings. There is another pitcher warming up in the bullpen for Wisconsin Rapids. And it looks to be Daniel Clark down there, just based off of his release. And the first offering comes in for a strike here on Zane Zielinski, who's 0-for-3 with a run. He draw a walk. And has had an RBI as well. And the 0-1 and a curveball on the inside, just away at a ball, 1-1. So one ball, one strike, and one out. A two-run shot, opposite field, home run from JoJo Jackson. Count runs at one apiece. The kick high, the serve from Foe, has a swing and a liner up the middle. A base hit from Zielinski. That's the 10th hit of the game for Green Bay. And they just keep on going. A team that is going into the postseason right now, they have been playing very well. Winners of six of their past eight. One gone. As the pickoff over to first, a little bit late from Foe. One gone. Zielinski at first. Mateo Matthews was hit by a pitch his last two times up. Prior to that, an RBI single as a swing and a high fly ball carrying into right center field. Lordoy at the wall and just makes the grab. Lordoy just gets there in the nick of time. So Mateo Matthews was looking for his ninth home run of the season but was denied by the center fielder. So Nainoa Cardenas knows a thing or two about hitting home runs. He did so his second time up. And shot into left field. Two down. Already two runs. Top of the eighth. Cardenas has had a great day. 2-for-4 with a run and a 3 RBI day. He struck out as well. McKenna Foe kicks, turns, and serves as a swing and a weak ground ball over to Carlson, who scoops it up and throws to second to get out Zielinski. That retires the side, but Green Bay, a two-run home run for JoJo Jackson. They're back up into a 7-run lead. We head to the bottom of the eighth here on WFHR.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. Help Smile Train change the world one smile at a time. Learn more at smiletrain.org/learn.
Shriners Hospitals for Children has been creating wonderful opportunities for children in need. This life-changing medical care helps them do the things they've always dreamed of. Go to loveshriners.org.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Back here, bottom of the eighth inning, Wisconsin Rapids now trail 9-2. And a game that they've had no hits. They haven't had a hit at all tonight. So for them, it's about just playing some decent baseball in the final two innings. I mean, no hits. They haven't been out. They haven't had a no-hitter the entire season. There hasn't been a game where they've at least not had a hit. There's been maybe a game where they've had one or two or three, but not zero. Kyle Carlson now 0-for-3. He'll lead in here, bottom of the eighth. Connor Nolan steps in, has a swing and an opposite field shot that goes right into the glove of Matthews, dives out and makes the play. So Mateo Matthews getting it done on both sides. He's a quality first baseman for them. Carlson lines out. So one down. Alex Duffy, 0-for-2 with a run. He's walked and struck out. He was the first Rafter to cross home plate. So Green Bay searching for a no-hitter. One ball, no strikes. One out. The 1-0 from Nolan. And it hits Duffy. And on the right leg, does it look like? It looks like it. I heard it. Seems like you could hear it up here. And in for a ball. One gone. Two ball count. One down. And the 2-0 to Duffy had a check swing outside. And third base umpire Justin Duplessis said he did go. In for a strike, two balls, a strike, with one down. Two balls, a strike. The 2-1 to Duffy and fouled away left side. Two and two. Two and two, one gone. Alex Duffy looking for his first hit and would be the only hit for the Rafters today. And it comes out of the ball, 3-2. And the count runs full. Three balls, two strikes. Bottom of the eighth. Twelve walks Green Bay has thrown. Duffy sees ball four would be the 13th. Looking in the payoff to Duffy as a swing and a ground ball over towards Zielinski and has trouble fielding it. Is that a base hit? Is that a hit? Or would it come in as an error? So they're ruling it is a hit. It's the first hit. It's the first hit of the Rafters today, and it comes at the hands of the designated hitter, Alex Duffy. Wisconsin Rapids will not go hitless tonight. So Duffy to first.